The time is 6:09 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM on your aforementioned FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. The opinions expressed in this show
What are you doing?
Do you think you got it?
You want me to say that spiel?
Try and say that one.
Thank God you said spiel. I was going to punch you.
See, yeah, he's not ready yet.
I'm not ready.
Okay, you're not ready.
But here's how we'll do it. I'll say it. The opinions expressed in this show are just people who said them. Also on the show, special guest featuring, how do you want to say that?
Yeah, he's a featured player right now.
Featured in studio guest, our DJ apprentice, Hop.
Yeah.
Heyo.
That's not your catchphrase, Hop.
No, you got to work on that one.
I stick with ring-a-ding-ding.
No. It's up to you, but I'm telling you right now, heyo's not going to work.
That's not going to cut it.
No.
I'll keep working on it.
The look Hup just gave David is, yeah, heyo does work.
I thought it was lazy. That's all.
Try and sell it again. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And featuring in studio special guest, Hup.
Pow.
I was going to say try heyo again.
Try heyo again. Go for it.
Yeah, there it is.
That felt good.
Better.
That was a lot better.
You know what though, Hup? You're a little embarrassed by it. You got to own it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try it again.
One more time. Okay. And featuring in studio special guest DJ Apprentice Hup.
Heyo.
There you go.
That was good. He had a full thing going on there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was his heyo. So, folks, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, and we just heard what, David?
We just heard a little ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, off of their album On the Third Day with Everybody's Born to Die. A nice positive song for your Saturday.
And prior to that, off of the Kill the Moonlight album, Spoon with Paper Tiger. Special thanks to Vixie for Around the Town Sounds, a two-hour block of local music.
And she pulled it off, too. Proud of her.
And that'll be she'll be back next week DJing as well. So stay tuned for that part of Co-op's Showdown Saturday lineup. David Hatta, it is so hot outside.
I am miserable. I cannot wait for this stupid season to be over.
God, is it hot.
Blech. Yes. Yeah, you look a little hot yourself there.
Bleh.
Oh, that's right, because you also got a little cold.
Yeah, I'm dragging today.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Dragging my tail.
Have you taken anything?
You can say ass up.
I can say ass. Dragging my ass tail.
It's not a parade.
Don't abuse the privilege.
Yeah, I'm crunk on cold medicine.
Awesome.
Ooh, Houston style.
Nice. A little syrup.
Scissor.
Well, then you have it doubly hard because it is miserable hot out there. To the point where, I am starting to fear for my own life when I go outside. I'm at the point where, I've developed this fear. Every time I step outside, I feel like I'm going to die of heat stroke or pass out in some way.
Has that ever actually happened to you?
Not yet. Well, it almost didn't when we were in New Orleans and we had to walk 3 miles to a restaurant and I didn't hydrate properly. But as you may know, that sweet little ride outside, that 98 Ford Escort, is mine.
Nice.
The air conditioner on it is broken right now. So I have to wear two shirts to work. One to wear in the car and one to wear in the office. And it's gotten to the point now where when I'm driving home in the afternoons, it's so hot outside and I don't have air conditioning that I start to feel dizzy when I drive.
Wow.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point where I have to bring water with me in my car to get home. So that's happening. And then today this happened. I was on my way to my apartment complex's fitness center, which is basically like a treadmill and a medicine ball. But I needed the treadmill so very badly.
Does a medicine ball ever get used?
No, hell no.
Okay.
I think it might be used for medicinal purposes more so than
I don't even know what you do with a medicine ball. Other
I think
than
you
like,
beat up Irish people. Yeah, I don't know.
I think a small Irish trainer hits you in the stomach with it and yells at you.
A gentleman named Bella.
Yeah.
Faster,
David. Faster. Faster what? You're hitting me with a medicine ball.
Yes.
I keep going.
Like Proud Tiger. But I wanted to use the treadmill because I am paranoid. And if I do go for a jog, I don't want to pass out in the middle of some neighborhood cul-de-sac. So I would rather just jog on a treadmill. Well, I get on this treadmill in an air-conditioned room for about 10 minutes, but I could still feel the heat from the window, which this thing is, you know, heavily windowed, and I start to get lightheaded on a GD treadmill because I'm so hot and just sticky and sweaty and miserable.
Oh, which reminds me, did you guys check out John Kilduff's Let's Paint TV?
Oh! Remind me. I need to write that down right now. Thank you for reminding
me. You schooled us up.
Yeah, you did. The teacher has just been taught. Remind me to write it down at the break.
When the student teaches the teacher, you know what that happens?
What?
New student. You're on thin ice. That's right. Thin ice.
It's been nice. Oh.
Thanks, Hub.
You're sweet.
Preach, brah.
But yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm kind of sick of the sun. The sun's run its course with me.
It's pretty miserable. I went ahead and got 3 tickets to Buffalo, New York. Plane departs right after the show.
Hey, all right, we're going.
Yeah, road trip in the sky.
Sky trip. That sounds stupid, yeah.
Hey, let's take a quick break. We got a lot more show coming up. We got a lot to talk about, including...
Oh, my God.
Hup is sick. There's the proof. What do we got to talk about? We got a stupid commercial to talk about. We're going to talk about winning at Facebook.
Yeah, we got a full show lined up today.
Full show, so stay tuned for that. But first, we're going to listen to Follow That Bird. This is the name of the band. And we got a story about them, which we'll tell you as well. And this is their song, Stable Sound, off of their self-titled EP. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Boom, back. More Mascot Wedding Show. I like how that music died just when I needed it to play.
Just give me 3 more seconds.
Classic Mascot Wedding.
Oh, it's so us.
My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta.
I'm Hup.
That's right. Hup, and we are this is the Mascot Wedding Show. Feel free to call in any port today. What's the number, David?
472-5667, or for those of you in English-speaking languages, 472-K-O-O-P.
So, oh, I meant to read this first. Dang it. There is a thing on Adweek. Someone sent this to me. This is in the... I guess you could say it was in the news. Are you familiar with the Hardee's chain of restaurants, David?
Yes. Hardee's on the East Coast, Carl's Jr. on the West Coast.
I think now they're all just Hardee's.
No.
I want to say yes.
No, you're wrong. You could not be more wrong.
Have you ever eaten at Hardee's?
I thought it worked in the other direction, from Hardee's to Carl's Jr.
Say what?
I thought they used to be Hardee's, and now they're Carl's Jr.
See, I don't know. In
the Midwest, it was mostly Hardee's.
Yeah. This is definitely still Hardee's. Yeah. The thing I'm going to play, but maybe when I lived in Virginia way back in the day, we had a Roy Rogers that turned into a Hardee's, which I got to say at that point I was ecstatic because then it was chicken and burgers.
Man,
yeah, time to blow up a car. That's how exciting that is, because that's what we do to celebrate. Well, anyway,
It was DC.
I haven't eaten at Hardee's in a really, really long time.
Sure.
Or a Carl's. I don't think I've ever eaten at a Carl's Jr.
Never.
No.
So apparently a bunch of Hardee's, like in fact the largest franchisee or the owner of the most Hardee's franchises was mad at the parent corporation for one of their ads. And they wanted them to pull it. But CKE, the parent company, was like, no, we're not going to pull it. We're fine with this ad campaign and we're going to let it roll. And we're going to play you the commercial in question. Let me see. Where is the iPod in? Beep, boop, boop, bop. Oh, the one that says iPod?
Yeah.
Oh,
not
damn.
That hard.
Oh, look at you. Getting me like that. Here we go. This is a Hardee's ad.
Today we're out finding out what type of holes people prefer. Donut holes or Hardee's new biscuit holes?
All right, I'm going to pause it right there. So the premise is... they're doing a taste test, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they got these 2 piles of donut holes.
And on a city street, which is the most appetizing thing in the world.
And so they got the 1 pile, which is labeled with a giant A.
Mm-hmm.
So there's holes and they're under, it's like sample A, okay?
Right.
And they got these biscuit holes, which is sample B.
Right.
So you have holes, you have a giant letter B, you got donut holes, giant letter A.
Okay.
You on board?
I'm with you so far.
Hup. All right, here you go. This is the rest of the commercial.
B-hole.
Yeah.
The B-hole has it over the A-hole for sure.
Why? What do you like about it?
The A-hole seems kind of small.
It's great.
I just don't like the A-holes.
B-holes are tasty and flavorful.
The A-hole is nasty.
A-hole tastes funny.
I guess I'm just kind of a B-hole kind of guy.
Introducing biscuit holes with icing. The best kind of holes money can buy. New at Hardee's.
Yay!
Wow. Brilliant.
Amazing.
I never noticed this until now. I never noticed the music that plays at the end of it.
Oh, my God.
And then that creepy guy. Like, somebody else has mentioned this before, so I acknowledge that it's not original. But the Carl's Jr. and Hardee's voiceover guy is the same guy. It's like, new from Hardee's, biscuit holes. That's for your breakfast. And, like, it's just the creepiest, like, he's doing it, like, in a treehouse somewhere, watching someone bathe.
Filth it up, Hardee.
Yeah. In case you didn't get that, the joke was that the hole is sample B, and the hole is sample A holes, B holes. Ha! They're kind of talking about people's butts.
What?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
And so I don't know why Hardee's decided that this is what they wanted people to think about with, like, when they think of their food.
Yeah.
Like, because when you get their new biscuit holes, they want you to be like, B-hole tastes good. Like, I, you know what, look.
This breakfast is so much tastier than butt.
I'll be honest with you, I did laugh the first time I saw it, but at the same time, I'm not rushing out to go buy some.
No, that certainly didn't sell me on anything.
It sounds like they're banging sodomy. So to speak.
Don't bag on the S, bro.
And then why, first of all, this is a weird thing to advertise to.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're like, oh, man, these new biscuit holes, we got to get the word out.
Yeah.
Because there's somebody who's going to be like, oh, hey, honey, do you want to go to Burger King or Hardee's tonight? Let's go to Hardee's because they have those new they got those new biscuit holes with icing on them. Also, can we drive? Because I had to saw off my legs due to diabetes. Like, we got to tell people that their biscuit holes were these little, like, dough balls with icing.
Yeah. It's
Is that a reason to go eat dinner somewhere?
Well, I mean, I imagine it's an anytime snack. So maybe, like, you're coked out of your mind, and it's 4 in the morning, and you just want some holes, bro.
I've gone to Burger King just for the cinnamon rolls, those little cinnaminis at one point.
But so maybe now you'll go for biscuit holes because you know they exist. I just don't know how this got through, like, so many levels of development. Like, okay, this wasn't just like a YouTube video that someone filmed in their backyard and put it out. Like, this had to go through, like, copywriting, this had to go through approval, this had to go through the execs. You're like, so many people signed off on this stupid commercial, and now here we are. I don't get it. It boggles the mind.
They complained. They got, like, a bunch of complaints from, like, the Parents Television Council, which is probably made up of just horrible, stupid people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like,
they hated Big Bird for promoting blasphemy.
I was really shocked that this made it past the FCC. To be honest with you. In fact, I was like, man, I don't know if I could play this on the show. I was like, well, it aired on TV, so yes.
Keep in mind,
Co-op does not endorse Hardee's by any means.
Oh, heavens no.
The fact that we're spending 5 minutes now making fun of it should bring that point home. In case you missed it.
If you live in any sort of state that has a Hardee's, please don't eat there on our account. I forgot what I was going to say now. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, but it's...
here's what I was going to say.
Okay.
I can see how it would get past the FCC because it's not overt. Like, it's sort of, you know, there's you have to connect some dots.
Oh, there. I can see how. Yeah.
Sort of like, you know, the Corn Nuts commercial where it was like busting nut, you know, that sort of thing. Where I'm sure it passed the FCC unless they brought somebody in to explain the commercial. Then it would have gotten shot down like nobody's business. But yeah, it's weird.
The other thing about this, so this commercial sort of, you know, I wouldn't say shocked me, but I was surprised that Hardee's wanted to go in this direction. And so what did I do? I posted it to my Facebook.
Yes.
And Hup, are you on Facebook?
No.
Oh, Hup's lame. Oh,
way to go, loser.
Actually, you know,
wait, I think too cool for it. Too cool for it.
I think I am, but
is there a legitimate reason why you're not? Just not your bag, or just?
I'm just dragon tail.
Nothing wrong with that, dude. It took
you
me forever.
You should have said too cool for it.
Yeah, should have stuck with that.
You should have been like,
You want to try it again?
Well, there are a lot of things I'm too cool for. But.
Oh, I don't like this attitude. That was a little too much.
Filth it up with Hup over here. That's the name of the show. I don't know if we mentioned that on here.
No, not yet.
And so I posted this on my Facebook, and I think I got like one funny, very funny response from a friend of mine, and then like one like. And I got to admit, I was disappointed because I posted this, and I was like, this is so stupid. Did I expected to get a lot of like comments from people? I was like, they'll love this. And the funny thing is, like, why do I care? Like, why did it? I was like, because I remember checking it back in the day, like open up my email, which will Facebook will send me a little email to notify me when someone comments
right.
one of my posts. When I post a link, but post. That's, you hear the pop in that P? Anyway. And I got nothing. And I was disappointed. And I was like, the sad thing is like, Facebook, it is what it is. But it really shouldn't be some sort of like competition.
Right.
But at the same, I'm not competing with anyone. It's not like, oh, David gets more comments than me.
I do though.
But when I don't get any comments, I'm disappointed. It's like, well, what am I trying to like win at Facebook?
Look, I'm right there with you.
Do you do this too? When you like post something, you're like, one like.
Okay.
This deserves five likes at least.
Were you awake at around 2 a.m. last night? Did you happen to see what I was doing?
I was, but I was not online. You told me about it later.
Okay, yeah.
But you can tell the audience.
Look, I'm pulling the curtain back because this is a very vulnerable period for me. This might be the dumbest thing I've done in a while. I actually had a project to do last night, and I was working late. But as I am wont to do, I would sometimes prefer to do anything except that job that I'm supposed to do. So I'll busy myself and be like, "Oh, time to buckle down." But then I'll just think, "Hey, maybe I'll buy something," and then I'll go on eBay for like 3 hours. And then last night I got so bored, I imagined, God help me. I imagined I was a DJ for the Super Songs of the 70s weekend. And so I would just post YouTube videos of songs from the 70s on my Facebook. And I would write like DJ banter in front of it. And I did this once and I was like, that's kind of cute. Then I started to do it every 30 minutes until 2 a.m. And I was like, okay, this is kind of sad. But surely someone's going to appreciate this. And then I wake up this morning, nothing. I'm just out there on this sad island of made up DJism.
Your status update, David Hatta, please be my friend.
So like, it was like this Facebook morning after pill. I was like deleting everything I put up last night. I was like, leave no traces. And so now it's out there for the world.
Oops, sorry. Oh, you know, I forgot to talk about this. Just played a song
mm-hmm.
before we talked about the B-holes, A-holes. Follow That Bird with Stable Sound.
That's right.
Off of their EP, because you and I, because mm-hmm. we're rock DJs, right?
Of course, we're out there.
This is something you're going to have to learn. It's not just all fun and games and talking on the radio when you're on co-op.
No.
Exactly. That was some snap. That was a good snap, by the way.
That was sound. Solid.
Good snap of disappointment.
Gritty hands. Because if you want to be a rock DJ, you got to put in the legwork.
Mm-hmm. Press the flesh.
And so David and I went to Trailer Space last night,
mm-hmm.
Which is a record store on the east side, to catch an in-store performance by, I believe it's Followed by Static, Damaged Pants, and Follow That Bird.
Right.
Follow That Bird. David and I were in a bar. Because that's the other thing you got to do when you're rock DJ. You got to drink a lot.
Oh, are you ready for that? I don't know. Okay.
Start conditioning now.
Yeah.
When we're done with the show, you're going to have to go chug a Miller High Life right in front of us. And then put your cigarette out in it. You also have to start smoking. We don't, but you should. Yeah.
Yeah. You're on board for this, believe me.
And so, but this individual, we're at this bar, actually recognized our voices from the radio.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Which I'm going to be honest with you, that blew my mind.
First time.
Yes.
Yes, ever. First Literally thing. Ever.
Yeah.
Not even before I had a show and I just talked to people over the phone.
And we weren't even like, you know, I was talking to David, but I wasn't being like, "Hey, David, we're on the radio later." Like, I wasn't doing that.
We should probably go home soon. It's getting near the top of the hour and it's 83 degrees outside. No, we weren't doing any of that.
Look for brake lights on the 101 as we got traffic backed up all the way to New Braunfels. Like, you know, we're just muttering into our beer, but it turned out to be the... lead singer
mm-hmm. of, slash guitarist
slash guitarist. That's right. The yeah. front woman.
That's right. Yeah, Fall I like that. Bird.
And so we went to go see him last night, and they're a good little group.
Yeah,
I gotta say though, their bassist,
mm-hmm.
whose name I'm sort of envious of. It's a really good name, Mitchell Telstrom.
Yeah, it's a good name.
But I noticed something. So last night he's playing the bass, right?
Right.
And at one point he's playing it and his sleeve goes up.
Yeah.
And he's got like an insane clown posse tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking to him afterwards. Guy's a huge juggalo.
I did not notice
that. I was this close to getting insane clown posse.
Oh, well. What happened? What'd you get instead?
Nothing.
Oh.
Well, good thing you didn't, because it's already out there.
Yeah.
You'd have looked quite the fool.
I mean, because I like Follow That Bird.
Only because there's another tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. Because juggalos are all about individuality.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Because I like Follow That Bird, but Insane Clown Posse, they're horrible. I don't know if I can continue to support this band.
Yeah, it's a weird cross-section.
Yeah, knowing that their bassist, Mitch, huge juggalo.
Huge
fan.
Juggalo.
Huge juggalo fan. So I was on the internet
uh-huh.
real quick. And SportsIllustrated.com, I go to it a lot to specifically, to be honest with you, basketball news.
Okay.
Because as we all know, basketball is the world's greatest sport.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking of better sports than basketball.
That was an awesome silence.
Yeah, it was. But there's, anyway, and so they have a section on there called Truth and Rumors. And it's basically like sports reporting from around the country that they cull and put in one sort of column. But it's not hosted on SportsIllustrated.com. It's hosted on a separate site called Fan Nation.
Yeah.
And on Fan Nation,
where the fans have a voice.
Yeah, it's like where the fans rule. It's like fanocracy at its finest. They host these blogs that are written by just sports fans. They're not professional sports writers.
Right.
And typically the blog that is like, you know, it has like a little sidebar next to the basketball rumors. And the blogs that are usually at the top are these ones where it's just guys posting pictures of ladies wearing like thongs, like looking backwards at the camera.
Very come hither.
Yeah, like cupping their breasts or they're in lingerie. It's just TNA, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's pretty. And like, for instance, I actually wrote down the titles. The Picture of the Day blog.
Okay.
Their last blog update was called A Tribute to Hotties. Another good
because
blog.
Because they don't get enough during the day.
The other sports fan blog, Babes Beer and Sports blog. Their last post, Thong Thursday. I don't get this. I really don't get this. There's plenty of porn on the internet. These women are not, usually like, you know, they're at least wearing a thong or something like that. They're not totally nude. I guess it's people who want to look at porn at work.
And, I guess,
and they don't want to have like, you know, something like filthy in the URL. Because if it says like fanation.sportsillustrated, I guess their employer is like, that's nothing. That's fine.
Yeah. But it says like tribute to hotties.
A tribute
and by
to
the
hotties.
Way, folks, tonight when you're out, if you're walking down the street, thank a hottie.
Yeah.
Thank them for all they do.
And finally, some hotties got some recognition.
Moment of silence for
them. Moment of silence for all the.
Why did they die?
The fallen hotties out there.
Fallen hotties.
The fallen hotties. Okay. But there was, and the way they show it is they'll be like the last comment sometimes. They'll like show you what blog gets the last comment on. Keep in mind the comments on these other blogs will be like, you know, the Babes Beer and Sports blog, which I've looked at it a couple times. Not a lot about beer and sports.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much just Maxim pictures. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and so the post will be like, that's awesome, she's hot. Like, good job posting that. And so, but it was one...
That's
it had
a
another,
hot hottie.
Yeah, it was.
Giving the guy who posted the photo credit for finding the photo.
You ain't lying. She is hot. And so there was another blog... And it was called like Hottest Bods Blog. And the comment was like, gross. And I was like, what? And so I clicked on it. Because keep in mind, you know, I'm working in International Tomato. They're not checking my URL history.
No, they don't even know how.
I can click on things like that. Huh. Anyway, so clicked on this fan blog. And it's called Hottest Bods Blog. The post was Sexiest Bodies Ever, Volume 1. But, uh-oh, flip the script. It's pictures of guys. Okay. And it's guys like David Beckham, world famous soccer player.
Hot body.
Hot, definitely got a hot body. Mark Sanchez, rookie Jets quarterback, formerly of USC. He was a photo shoot I think he did for Esquire.
Yes.
Or GQ.
Rookie quarterback, professional body.
Yeah, no, he's a good looking guy. And some other guys too.
Yeah.
And the post, what do you think the reaction was from the people when they clicked on this, the comments? What do you think they...
You mean under the gross comments?
Well, just, you know, just the blog in general. Just like, hey, I'm putting up these pictures of these athletic men.
Yeah. What do you think the comments were, Hup?
I have no
idea. Well, they were basically, the dudes on there are totally freaked out. Because, like, here's some comments. Like, so it's pictures of, like, guys with their shirts on. And some guy goes, like, these actual comments. What the hell? I'm speechless. Another guy, where are the ladies? Another guy, WTF, are you serious? Come on now. Like 9 exclamation marks. And then someone posted underneath it, like, yeah, this sucks. I wanted some women. And then one guy just put, sick. And then another guy posted, like, you know, this is pretty funny. And then a guy replied going, that's fine, but someone has to mark these things by gender. Like, he was so mad about seeing, like... And then the other thing is, like, these guys are athletes. You're on the Sports Illustrated. You're looking at pictures of athletes all day long.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, basketball players are wearing all that much. But the second they take off their shirt, you're like, gross!
Oh, sick, Derek Jeter.
You put that shirt back on!
You put those tight baseball pants on. I don't want to see you without those tight baseball pants.
Pick up a bat! It's gross! Like, they were so... They flipped out. And it was awesome. And the guy who posted the... All right, keep in mind, like, women can't like sports.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't the men's club.
Yeah, and some guy was like, you know, next time you want to invite someone to look at your blog... Make sure they aren't on the list for these other blogs, like the awesome Babes, Beer, and Sports blog or Picture of the Day. You know, and he's so angry, and it was just great. And the guy that, like, did the blog post, his name was, like, Fabrice or something like that. And some guy posted, like, gross or sick. And the Fabrice was like, you like it. He's like, no, I don't. He's like, why do you keep coming back here? You like it. The guy was like, I come back for the comments. Because heaven forbid, like, Bills fan 1972 underscore X, like, you know, he doesn't want anyone to think that he's at least bit likes looking at, like, you know, attractive men or something.
When I was younger, my parents told me that if you look at a shirtless man, you get pink eye. I don't want pink eye. I got a job.
That's right. And that made my day a little bit, I have to say. I enjoyed that quite a bit. So, folks, you have a CD in there? All right, we're going to play some music, and we'll come back with some more A Mascot Winning Show. David, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear, hang on, a little Neutral Milk Hotel.
Off of what?
In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
What's the song?
In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Mascot Winning Show.
What a beautiful place I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun.
Boom, back. More Mascot Wedding Show. That was Neutramilk Hotel for you fans of the singing saw. Oh, looks like we got a call. It's about time. KOP, you're on the air. Hello, KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, is Mac there?
Yeah, this is Mac.
Oh, hey, Mac. Hey. That's weird. You sound different. Did you go to the dentist or something?
No, this is how I sound.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Yeah, maybe it's my phone.
I'm sorry. Do I know you? Who is this caller? What's your name?
Mac, it's me, Wes.
I don't know, Wes.
Sure you do. Wes Steinkuhler from work.
Oh, yeah. We work together at International Tomato.
Yeah, that's where we work.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm sorry. I guess I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I mean, I do see you every day at work.
Yeah, but that's work. You know, it's different outside work. Well, anyway, hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, not much. Listen, hey, sorry to bother you on the weekend, but I got your number from Mr. Gomez.
Mr. Gomez, our coworker.
Yeah. Hey, are you busy?
Actually, yeah, I'm a little busy. Can I call you back in a little bit?
Actually, no, you can't.
Okay. Are you okay? Like, is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not in jail or anything, you know?
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Actually, I was calling to see if you had heard about the latest one.
The latest what?
The latest celebrity death.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I haven't. I mean, I know Walter Cronkite died last week, and I heard about that one guy from You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I heard about him, too. Yeah. Isn't it funny that now that all these celebrities are dying, suddenly everyone becomes a celebrity again?
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, the media saw how much their ratings went up with all these celebrities died. And now it's like they're trying desperately to, like, recapture the magic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I had forgotten all about that guy, you know? I had to web crawl him to remember what he even looked like.
You had to what?
I had to look him up on WebCrawler.
You don't use Google or even Yahoo?
You know what? I'm going to wait and see with those, you know? I don't even know if I trust those yet.
So you're still using web. You're not sold, even though they've both been around for about a decade.
Has it been that long, really? Huh. Well, maybe I'll set aside some time this weekend and check them out. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Set some time aside.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, we could be here all day talking about search engines. You know.
Right. Why talk about that when we could be talking about dead celebrities?
Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
So if it's not Walter Cronkite and it's not the one guy from You Can't Do That on Television, who is it? Who's the celebrity death?
Oh, it's Gidget.
No, you can't be serious.
Oh, yeah, it just happened the other day.
Sally Field is dead.
She is?
Well, no, I'm asking you. Is Sally Field really dead?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be weird, though, you know?
Well, then who is Gidget? I mean, the one from the movie? The
Oh, no. I'm talking about Gidget the dog.
Who is Gidget the dog?
You know, from the Taco Bell commercials.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua?
Yeah, that's the one. The one who used to say, what was it? Ay, yo quiero Taco Bell, mister.
Actually, I think you added a little extra onto that.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure it was just, yo quiero Taco Bell. I don't think the Taco Bell dog said, like, ay, or the way you said, mister.
Are you sure?
Yeah, in fact, I'm almost positive.
He wasn't the one who shot guns in the air, was he?
No, I think the Taco Bell dog definitely did not shoot guns in the air.
Huh, who am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Did the Frito Bandito shoot guns in the air?
I can't tell you, Wes. I don't remember. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Actually, you know what? It might have been the Frito Bandito. I might be getting them mixed up.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, after a while, they all kind of look the same to me, you know?
What does that mean?
You know, mascots. They're all the same to me after a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, why? What did you think I meant?
Well, I don't know. I mean, for a second there, I thought, well, you know, it doesn't matter.
No, tell me. Go ahead.
Well, for a second there, I thought you were talking about, you know, Hispanics. I'll look at
Well, yeah, but that, you know, Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Jeez, the Taco Bell dog is dead, huh?
Oh, yeah, the dog's dead, yeah.
Well, you're definitely the one to break the news to me, and I guess it's sad for anyone who's ever, you know, lost a pet or a dog.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, then why are you even bringing this up? I mean, you're calling me on the weekend when I already told you that I'm busy.
Well, Brozakaya, I am calling to collect.
Collect on what?
I won, kid. I picked the Taco Bell dog.
What do you mean you picked the Taco Bell dog?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't understand.
In the Office Celebrity Death Pool, I picked a Gidget.
Hold on. Wait, I don't know if I believe what I'm hearing. You participate in a Celebrity Death Pool at work?
Is this a joke?
I don't know. You tell me. Is this a joke?
No.
Wait, so there really is a celebrity death pool at our office?
Wait, do you mean another one besides yours?
Wait, besides mine? I don't run a death pool. I think it's one of the most horrible things I've ever heard.
Well, okay, look, if you're going to be all weird about it, fine, you know? But I won, and I'm calling to collect, so, like, if I'm not supposed to talk to you about it, then tell me, you know, just let me know who I am supposed to talk to.
Well, I don't know. You're definitely not supposed to talk to me.
You know what, Pete? Not cool, all right? If this is about you not having money, this is not cool.
Wait a second. Who's Pete?
Who is this?
This is Mac Blake.
Oh, no.
Wes, you asked for me by name.
No. I asked for Mac. I thought I was talking to Pete McGregor.
No, this is Mac. I work in ship. Wait, you mean Big Mac from product development?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Mr. Gomez must have given me your number by mistake. Oh, man, I am going to kill him.
Wait, so Mr. Gomez knows there's a celebrity death pool going on at work?
Oh, of course he does. Everyone's in it.
Well, I'm not in it. I've never even heard of it until now.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a reason for that, you know. You're not going to tattle now, are you?
Look, I don't even care, all right? I just happen to think that, you know, that's pretty sad what you guys are doing. It's one of the most awful things I've ever heard of, okay? All right, so let me get this straight. So I'm assuming this is a pool where you bet on which celebrity is going to die next?
Yeah.
All right, well, how much do you win?
Well, I mean, it depends, you know. There could be a lot of people in the pool. There could be only a few people, and then there's odds and doubling down and all that other sort of stuff.
But you can double down on your bet in a celebrity death pool?
Oh, yeah. Like if a celebrity dies and nobody picked that celebrity, then the pot rolls over until someone picks it correctly. And then when that happens, you can be like, oh, man, Ed McMahon died. Now I really like my odds, and you can double down on your bet.
That is insane. So you bet the Taco Bell dog would be the next celebrity to die.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't seem weird? Everyone was cool with that bet?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they be?
Well, probably because it's a dog, you know? It's not like an actor or a musician.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess not, but, I mean, Gidget was famous, so everyone allowed the bet, you know? I actually got pretty good odds on it since it was such an obscure pick.
Well, good for you. I mean, it's a really obscure pick. Well, how much did you win?
Oh, geez, let me think. Hold on. All right, Ed McMahon died, and Carlisle picked him.
Wait, Amy Carlisle?
Yeah.
Sweet little Amy Carlisle from Promotions.
Oh, yeah. She's a whiz when it comes to people dying. So she got that one, and then Farrah Fawcett died, and the pot got split, I think, five ways. Because that was like a pretty sure thing.
No, oh, that's just good. That's just horrible.
Yeah. But then you had Michael Jackson, who nobody picked. And then Billy Mays, who nobody picked. And Steve McNair, then Walter Cronkite, which is just a miracle nobody picked him.
You know, I would really advise against using the word miracle to describe the results of a celebrity death pool. I mean, these are still people.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's sad that he kicked it and all, but come on.
No, that's terrible.
Come on.
No, it's bad. I mean, these are anyway, they're celebrities, but they're still people dying.
Anyway, yeah, okay. Well, look, this, yeah. Okay. Anyway, like you were saying, or like you were asking, with my pick, I think the pool was somewhere around $24,000.
$24,000 in an office death pool.
Yeah. I mean, you can see why I'm so eager to get my hands on that fat cash, you know?
That is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. How does the office death pool pot even get to $24,000?
Oh,
I mean, how much money are you putting into this thing?
It depends. You know, people put in different things. I put in 50. And, you know, Amy Carlisle, she made some space in the company budget, and we freed up a few grand.
Wait. Are you saying... Hold on. Are you saying the company contributed to the death pool?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying some funds became available, you know?
How does that even happen?
You remember that concert we were going to throw last year to promote the Squeeze These Tomatoes campaign?
Yeah, you guys were going to have a Go West play at it, I think, as a promotional event.
Yeah, there was no concert.
Oh, my God. And that money just went right into the death pool.
Right into the pool. Like, the concert died, so I guess we all won, you know?
I cannot believe that I'm hearing this.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it, you know? Like, after years of coming up empty, I finally hit.
Well, no, I don't care about your stupid jackpot. The whole thing is unbelievable.
Oh, jeez, I knew it. You're going to tell, aren't you?
Well, that is a lot of money from the company. I don't really know what to think right now.
I'll tell you what. How about I give you a cut of the winnings?
I don't want your blood money.
Oh, come on. It's not blood money. Or maybe dog's blood, but that's it.
I mean, I did not want to hear it. I do not feel well. This is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Look, hey, come on, man. I need this one, all right? Just be cool.
I will not be cool. This is wrong. This is really wrong.
Okay, you're going to play hardball? Tell you what, I'll give you an even split. How does that sound?
I'm not going to keep my mouth shut about this. This is an atrocity. I'm not going to be quiet about that just because you offered me 12 grand.
Ooh, hey, actually, it would be divided about three ways, so you'd get about 8 grand.
Wait, why three ways? Who gets the other third?
Oh, just this guy who helped me with the pick. His name's Garth. He's a buddy of mine. You don't know him.
Wait, Garth. Is he from Sunken Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a real, like, shady guy?
Yeah, well, he gets results. You know, he's kind of one of those guys.
Yeah, I think I know that guy. I think he calls a show from time to time.
What show?
This radio show. The one I'm doing right now that you're on.
What? I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you're on my show talking about your stupid celebrity death pool.
Oh, man! Hey, you got, like, a dump button there?
Yes.
Yeah, hit the dump button. Can you just, like, delete this conversation?
The dump button would only erase the last 10 seconds. You've been talking for, like, the last 10 minutes.
Oh, man!
So let me ask you, Hello?
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, how exactly did Garth help you with this pick?
Oh, hey, come on, man. Be cool. Look, the guys at work told me if I ever used Garth again to rig the pool, I'd get kicked out. Just keep it under your hat.
But you'd get kicked out of the pool?
No, I literally kicked out. Like inside out, I guess. I don't really know, but they talk tough.
You'd physically get kicked inside out?
Probably.
Oh, that is... Wait, so hold on. So you did rig this pool. You had the Taco Bell dog killed.
Wait a second. That's crazy, man. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not even in this pool. You just don't get it.
No, and neither will you be when everyone finds out you cheated again, apparently, even though I don't even want to ask about the first time.
Hey, look, man, I'm not kidding around now. You better not tell anyone.
Or else what?
I'll tell you what else what. Or I'm going to take my winnings and bet it all on black.
I don't understand what that means.
Mac Black?
You mean Mac Blake?
Shut up.
Because that's my name, Wes. Hello, Wes. Awesome. That is awesome. That was that's kind of people I work with there, Hup.
Good people.
International Tomato. out in Sunken Valley. You ever been to Sunken Valley?
No.
It's a hell of a town. It's like south northwest of Austin. You know, but the eastern half. Do you know where that is?
Somewhere.
It's a good town.
East, north.
Yeah, it's a really good town. But
what's International Tomato?
It's a place where both David and I work.
What kind of company? I mean,
it makes, you know, we sell tomatoes.
Yeah, it's like tomato products and stuff.
Yeah, you know, we
can never get too many tomatoes.
Ketchup and paste.
No,
and,
we say tomato. You say delicious. Yeah. Is our catchphrase.
Yeah.
That's we have idiotic. Trucks all around town.
You'd know it. If you had something from International Tomato, you would know it. It's delicious.
Hey, and speaking of things you know we're running up to the top of the hour, which means it's time to make way for the clear spot with Lisa and Linda. And so we got to get out of here.
For more information about this show, including archives of past shows, and information about various night gigs and side jobs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com.
Our MySpace group actually has more members than our Facebook group.
All right, that's
is bizarre. But, but yeah, you can find those as well.
The fight is on. MySpace, Facebook, we're out there.
That is true.
Yeah.
Hup, new segment on the show called Final Score. Okay?
Yeah.
So Final Score.
Am I included in this?
No, it's just me versus David.
And I'm judging?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the final score today?
Boy, I don't know. I'll get back to you next
time. No, we need it right now. Final score. Who won?
Eeny, meeny.
No. What's the score, Hup?
Score. David. It's a tie.
Oh.
I don't know.
We're not a soccer show.
I hate it. Who
wants to sign my trainee score?
We'll do it afterwards. We're up against the hour.
Clear spot's already in the studio. What are we going to hear, David?
Volcano Sun's Bright Orange Years. Something about hell. I forget. Descent into Hell.
Is that two or one?
It's two.
Two. More Mascot Wedding Show next week. Stay tuned for the clear spot. Is this it?
No, this isn't it.
Oh, really? Is it this time? Come on. Be this way. Drop that the ball.